New York Sports with us. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Tonight I got on a little bit earlier. See, it kind of balances itself out. I didn't get on till like 2 hours later, like 12:30 last night, 10:30 tonight. So I've got more than 3 hours to take your calls at 888-808-1019. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan. We're going to talk about sports. Spoiler alert, you guessed it. Everything in the wide world of sports is on the table. And obviously, you know what we're going to lead with. You just listened to the post-game show. Maybe you listened to the game. I'm wearing my John and Susan shirt. Susan, get well soon. Feel better. We're all sick about what's going on right now. You know, as soon as I turned it on, I'm like, what is this? What is happening? This is a mess. This can't be real life. What a disaster. And then I turned back to the Yankees game, which ended like 90 minutes before that. And I was like, yo, what is going on tonight? Are we in a bizarro land? Parallel universe? Fake reality? Yeah, I didn't make it through about, you know, 10 seconds of the debate tonight. I know people are going to call about it and stick to sports. We will. Because I don't care. I'm not political. I don't have any political affiliation. But like many of you listening, I'm American. And I'm older now. I remember being young, being able to not really care about things. But like now, I have a child. Now, I'm looking at things a little differently. I'm like, yo, this isn't good. This isn't okay. And my child's a Yankee fan. My child's going to grow up a Yankee fan. That's the only team that I'm putting on him. That's the only team I'm forcing on him, you know. It's funny because I mentioned my son last night talking about Leon Rose and his son Sam Rose, I believe, as the OG Anunoby deal got done. And I said, if I'm doing business with my son, we might not agree right away. But ultimately, Dad's going to win. He's going to do what I say. And that's what happened with OG. And then tonight, you see LeBron James. You see Bronny James drafted to the Los Angeles Lakers. And it was just the most manufactured, obvious thing that was going to happen. And like I'm happy for LeBron and his family and them having that power. But man, it's just wrong. I can appreciate helping your son and putting your son on in the family business. That's nepotism, right? I used to be jealous of guys whose dads just brought them right into the company or put their name on top of all the other resumes and got them a job right away. LeBron James will be the first NBA player to play with his son. They want to pull the Ken Griffey Jr., Ken Griffey Sr. thing in the NBA. Yeah. First ever father-son duo. And the videos of Bronny reacting and tearing up are just so forced. They're just not organic at all. Rich Paul was talking about he'll go to Australia before he goes to the Boston Celtics. Or if any other team was to draft. Like, come on. What are we doing? He's already rich and famous. He's not going to Australia. He's going to go to the NBA. Play a preseason game or two with his dad so they can say the first ever father-son duo to share the floor together. And then he's going to struggle for a couple years and be out of the league and go back home to his Ferrari and his mansion and continue to be rich. 888-808-1019. That story is rich, Rich Paul. He's going to go to Australia. You know, you guys think Caitlin Clark had it rough as a rookie. Wait till they get their hands on LeBron James Jr., Bronny. It'll be a few years, and then Bryce will come up, the younger one. And then he'll come up like LaMelo Ball came up, the younger one. Word on the street is Bryce can hoop a little bit better. He's a little taller. He might actually be a prospect. LeBron won't have to be the king forcing the prince to join his team in L.A. The kid couldn't even ball out on the school team in L.A., the college team in L.A. He couldn't even shine on USC. Averaged 4 points a game. Man, the power, the nepotism, it is amazing. No, they're not the first. It's happened in the NBA with coaching and all that. Great. Right here, the Brunson family, coach, son comes to the Knicks, and obviously that's way different. But, yeah, just got to sprinkle some stuff out there before we complain about the New York Yankees. Good grief. Game one in Toronto. You know, if you listen to me or you follow me online, I always talk about baseball is like life. You can have a bad day. You can have a bad week. But you get another day. They play every day. New day. I'm always excited when the Yankees lineup comes out. I'm always pumped up when the Yankees lineup comes out because it's just a fresh start. Whether they're winning seven games in a row, whew, or now losing four games in a row and actually falling out of first place. Womp, womp, womp. Yeah, go ahead and panic now. If you guys want to panic, if you guys want to fire Cashman, fire Boone, go for it. I was so upset today hearing the afternoon guys lead with George Steinbrenner. Can we leave George out of it? That's like, it's just so lazy and tired. It's so lame. July 10th, we're coming up on 14 years since the boss passed. And I know we hold him up in this standard, right? Because of all the quotables and the way that he owned the team and he wanted to win, and, you know, we just act like he didn't have any flaws. But, man, just, you know, God rest the dead. Let that man rest in peace. Hal Steinbrenner is the owner of this team. Brian Cashman is the GM of this team. Aaron Boone is the manager of this team. And they know better than you know what's wrong with the Yankees right now. I know we're going to kill Carlos Rodon tonight. Trust me, I got plenty for him. But how many first innings in a row now have the Yankees had opportunities and left guys on base? So if you want to complain about the pitching, oh, Keith, the pitching, they're giving up 8,000 runs. We don't have a chance. Well, actually, they've been on the road the last three games, and they've got runners on and left them on. The lineup is trash. We actually are running out rookie Ben Rice, which I'm not going to trash a rookie. He's been a solid little hitter. Jamai Jones, oh, boy, I know he's a clubhouse guy. I know everybody loves him. You know, I know Jamai Jones is a guy that everybody's rallying behind, but it's Jamai Jones, bro. We're really bad. We're down to nothing. We're down to the studs. We're down to, listen, this is the end of the bench. These guys are not supposed to be playing every day. And it's not going to be every day that you get the production out of the top of the order. You know why? Because these guys got their ass kicked in Queens, got embarrassed in front of the entire city that they're supposed to be the kings of, that they're supposed to be the gold standard of. They got destroyed in the Subway Series, and there was a 90-minute rain delay. And from what I heard, they didn't get to Toronto and go through customs until 4 a.m. Not making excuses for them, but they are bleeding out. You could call it. I was talking about it on Twitter. There's this girl that, you know, goes to different ballparks and she bets and stuff. I'm like, yo, the Yankees are struggling right now. They had a late flight and they tried to have this like throwback jersey theme for travel. I knew it wouldn't help. But they had a late night into morning. They had to go across the border. There's no way they're going to be ready to play today. There's no way they're going to be able to make plays. Young Volpe, right? Looking at Volpe, I'm like, he might be shot. He might be a little tired. Might be a lot of... Think about all of the energy and excitement around two games in June, the most overhyped regional rivalry. You get smacked, swept for the first time. It's hard to get off the ground. 888-808-1019. But yeah, right away they had their chances, and then that first inning was brutal. Carlos Rodon is not a stopper. He's just not like that. He's mentally weak. It is what it is. The guy actually surprised me that he gutted it out and gave us some length. And then Boone was ready to take him out, and I thought we were going to see another classic Carlos Rodon mound meltdown. I don't want to come out. No. Tough guy act after you blow the game. But, you know, Boone being cool dad worked, you know? Boone actually let the kids stay up an extra hour, let him play the video game for an extra hour. He got the rest of the outs. He put the toys away and cleaned up the basement and, you know, everything worked out. Cool dad prevails. 888-808-1019. At first, I'm like, Boone, no, just go, man. It doesn't matter. It didn't matter at that point. The game was over. They sent Phil Bickford running like Forrest Gump right back. And it was like, oh, Kirk Cousins' cousin was up. Phil Bickford, like, the bullpen, the characters in this bullpen right now. Kirk Cousins' cousin, Phil Bickford. It's like, they send Yoenis Gomez down. Where's Scott Efros? I mean, it doesn't matter. We got to get to the trade deadline. It's bad. When it rains, it pours. Pun intended. That rain delay yesterday, these guys, I knew they were going to be cooked today. I knew Carlos Rodon didn't stand a chance. I literally was telling people, yo, it's free money. I don't want that blood money. I can't bet against the Yankees. For what? For what? Carlos Rodon's last three starts, I saw Yankees videos put this out. 13.2 innings pitched, 20 earned runs, 6 walks, 18 Ks, a 13.17 ERA. Ew. Ew. IKF almost took him deep. Luckily, it was foul. Yo. It's not good right now. It is bad right now. That first inning was terrible. I knew, like, Wells was trying to call a timeout. Couldn't get it. I'm just going off the top of my head, like the Vladdy double or Bobichet when Volpe couldn't make the play. And then the ball is hit spinning down the first baseline. I don't know how you get a baseball to spin like that baseball spun. The baseball gods laughing at the Yankees. Ha, ha, ha. Spinning towards first base, rookie Ben Rice is like, I don't know. I'm a catcher. I don't know what to do. Go get the ball. And Rodon's like, go get the ball. It's like, go help me out. Help me. Ball doesn't go foul. And then George Springer. Go look at George Springer's numbers. I hate George Springer. Obviously from the Astros. Cheater. You know, he's always dancing and gloating. UConn guy. I just don't like his style. Mad because he's styling on us. How many Springer dingers did he have against the Yankees in the leadoff spot? Well, who are you going to call? Slum Busters. He got off tonight. Like, he went off tonight on Rodon, and I don't know what to say to you guys. Between Donald Trump and Joe Biden and the New York Yankees, I feel like I'm in an episode of Black Mirror. I'm driving here. I'm like, what happened, yo? What is going on? Is this real life? It is real life. 888-808-1019. This is America. What happened to the New York Yankees? The Yankee Doodle Dandies. They look trash. The lineup, the pitching, embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. If you guys want to talk about the NBA draft, I mean, this is a whack NBA draft. They had to do the Bronny thing. Adam Silver was like, yeah, go ahead, punch it. Do that. We need a story. We need something for folks to talk about our league on Friday after two rounds of that. Tyler Kolek to the Knicks, pick 34. Good. We're going to just complain about the Yankees all night. I understand. It is what it is. This is a fan in New York. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Call me up and tell me why you're mad. If you're mad that Trent Grisham is out homering Juan Soto in the month of June, you got it. If you're mad that Carlos Rodon was about to weep on the mound again, but he champed it out. This guy's got $162 million. It is what it is. At least you didn't have to watch Gleyber Torres and DJ LeMahieu cooked. We have so many problems to figure out. A ton. When it rains, it pours. And I guess the Yankees had to hit their rock bottom, too. I think there's further to go. I don't know if this is it. I think there's more to go.